The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holla at me. I got the sea moss pills, I got the sea moss gel, I got the elderberry, I got everything. Everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth over destruction, that LLC is the IG. Come holla at me.
GOD. 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 What?
GOD.
But lunch is a nigga. Anybody out there, if you're a munch and that's what you into, that's cool. But if a chick called me a munch, if I call a girl phone and I'm saving it as munch.
A lot of older guys, they can't fuck no more.
Take ass some brunch.
A lot of dudes get older, dick don't work, and they eat pussy. This old white dude right there, he said, man, he never talk about fucking, like, I'm like, what are you gonna do? He said, man, sometimes my shit don't work. I said, man.
Sometimes
listen.
My shit don't work. What?
He said, like, he older. I'm like 60.
Before
he go to massage parlor, y'all be eating ass.
How are you doing that massage parlor?
He said, I got this Asian girl. I said, I'll be eating ass. And she was looking at me. He's like, y'all be laughing my ass. I'll be laughing. Oh, man.
What?
Hilarious. You want a massage parlor?
They tell me everything at them jobs, bro. I'm a resident black guy. They tell me everything.
Yo, dude, you want a massage parlor to eat ass, bro?
I'm not going to a massage parlor. I'm not eating ass here.
You might want to go there and say you're an employee. Ass. I'm an employee.
Right?
Give me the whole guy pay you.
Might as well. Damn, that's rough right there, bro. That's rough, bro.
Oh, so might as well pay you.
That's a rough incident, bro.
This nigga said,
man.
I'm an employee.
My chick told me, she said, Joanne, you ain't eaten in 3 years. I said, yo, that shit is up. I ain't even be thinking about it. She be mad as hell. I be like, I'm just not in that mood. I said, yo, that shit get cancer. She said, no, you know. I said, go look it up.
He said,
yo. It do, though. I said, go look it up.
He said, that shit get cancer.
It do. Check it out. Look it up. And she looked at it. She like.
We don't know what the fuck.
Because the pussy's cleaning itself for a day. You eating that shit.
Oh, shit.
Michael Douglas got that shit from eating his wife.
Yep.
Yo, pussy all day long. His dick wasn't working. It's like, it's like some throat cancer. It's like a cure type shit. But it's like.
That nigga
don't
drink no fucking water.
I don't know. I ain't saying your pussy possible, but I ain't had any part of my decision. Yeah, I just don't be beat.
That's
one
thing. That's
one
bitches don't
want
to be beat to suck dick.
I don't even want no head. I'm cool. I want the pussy.
It's nice, but I'll find it to a feel.
I don't feel I'm doing nothing. I like to be in charge. It's like just laying there.
It's good.
I
need to fuck the face then.
I'm not the vagina. I like the vagina more. I like the vagina ass dynamic and then the vagina face. I like to be looking at my work. I don't like this laying. Like, it's cool, but it's like I'm on a clock. I'm like, I'm not gonna come up this shit, bitch.
Came here to drop this shit on you, bitch.
Exactly. That's what I'm here for.
I walked in the door, my fucking neighbor's door, and dropped them drawers, bitch. That's how you.
That's what's on my mind. I'm thinking about dominating. I ain't even thinking about. I mean, I don't know. You like them? I'm with this old head chick when I was in my 20s. She's like, this dick ain't made to suck. This dick fake made for fuck it. I wouldn't fuck her. She kept getting heavy. She was older. She's like her 40s. She took her clothes off.
Yo,
I was so disappointed. She didn't have a bad body, though. But But I'm like 24, 25. I'm fucking popping bitches. And she came through. I'm looking like...
Young.
I still got something in my cup. I'll come back for that.
Mm-hmm. She said, that dick ain't made for no suck. It's made that fuck. I'm looking like...
All right, old head. Crazy, turn like, around, bitch.
One old head chick, she see baby, she come over. She had mad hair on her pussy. She sat down, that powder shot out. I said, what the fuck is that? She went, you know, back in the day, chicks used to wear powder heavy. So at this time, I'm like 25. She was like 42. I said, she had a fat pussy. I tapped that shit, mad powder. Poof.
LeBron James.
Yes.
You ain't ready for the game. She said, you used to that young pussy. This grown pussy got hair on. I said, you gotta shave that shit.
Sheesh.
I said, that shit untamed. That shit gonna make a thigh.
Yo. You already know what it is. We back in the building with the motherfucking gang. It's your boy, Holiday Hove. And this is Guap Time Presents Chestnut Checkers. Make your next move your best move. You heard? We back up in this motherfucker with the gang. We gonna go around. Everybody introduce yourself.
Lee Doe.
Casanova Conf, aka the confident one. And I'm not a munch.
Keys will get you right. Yeah.
I see, yeah. Oh man, Jay, no, best 201. No growth over destruction. Smile at me, Mr. Health.
Get a load of me, no control of me, I.C.E.
And we back in here. You already know what it is. First boy, if you was listening, we going around motherfucking trying to, well, we know what the definition of a munch is. I don't know if you know, but yeah, a munch is a motherfucker that's eating and leaving or getting dumped off.
He just down for whatever.
Yeah, he waiting for scraps.
He's making
lunchables. You know what I mean?
He's doing the eat and greet.
Eat and greet and working. He's an employee. Paying.
He's a bus boy. He cleans the tables.
For real.
He's a cunning linguist.
And then he gives you his tips.
Yeah.
That should fuck me up right here.
You got a liquor license. The first time I said that shit, I was like, what? He said, slow it down. I feel like Casino would rather slow it down. I just dissed you. You got a liquor license. Oh, wow.
Man. But the bottom line, we telling motherfuckers today, don't be a fucking munch. Don't be a fucking munch, yo.
Especially if that ain't your girl, bro.
Yo, you got a whole life to live.
They said all you eat at the buffet, that was not included.
No, nigga. That was not on the menu.
You got a whole life to live.
That's your wifey. Yeah, that's funny. That's your wifey, and you just come on, you just on some wild shit. That's totally different.
Yeah. That's different.
But some bitch that you just horny for, horny.
LeBron James.
Wiping your face, wipe your face and walk around. Can you talk as achievement?
Are you?
Like, I just like. What are you saying? I ate the box, yo. That's all you did. That's niggas you be standing. You like, yo, you smell that? Like what?
But
are you smell that? Nah, I smell that. You smell something? Yeah, I do, motherfucker. You do too.
Dip his beard.
Why your face so shiny, bro? It's cold as hell outside.
Come out there, fresh face out. You come outside fresh face after eating
stuff. That's wild.
Oh, you don't respect yourself. You don't respect the people around you.
Because your dick going to be like, what just happened? Why wasn't I part of this? Why
you what I was here for? He going to try to call home. Like, nigga, this is bullshit.
Just sit back, nigga. You think about it. You smelling pussy. Think about it. You smelling pussy. Your hormones full of all the shit on 1,000. And your dick like, okay, it's my turn. Like, tap me in. Bro, what'd you do?
This is a tag team.
Why are we leaving? Hold up, nigga. Why are we walking towards the door?
You're going to be tag team champions, nigga. You're walking out with a heavyweight.
You greedy.
No.
He said you greedy.
We tag team. Tag me in, Devon.
That's why.
Get the table.
You don't handle that. Wait a minute. I got something else for this. I got something else to do with this.
Nigga's like, get the table.
Get the table.
You got like.
Nah.
Get your.
But yeah. I'm what I'm saying, man. If that's what y'all into, you feel me?
That's different.
Whatever floats your boat, Captain, but just don't sink. But all I'm going to say is, if you a munch, you a munch. I'm not a munch. That's why I'm letting it be known.
That's some different shit, though.
You got to differentiate.
I mean, it's crazy.
This is motherfucker chess, not checking. So we trying to make motherfuckers make their best move and not their, you know what I mean?
They're the number one.
They be munching for free.
They munching each other.
They do.
Much of everything, bro.
Listen, bro. These bitches are different creatures, bro. Different fucking creatures.
Should be wild.
Then you got the other cousin.
Bitches motherfucking...
But I don't care.
Eat their best friend every other motherfucking year.
I be... They do it.
Every other birthday, they eat each other.
I don't want to do it.
Every other birthday, they eat each other out. You know what I mean?
I would do it, so they do it. That's funny.
They could do it.
They best friends.
Bro, I don't
know. There you go. Okay. But they ain't gay though.
They don't want the same thing. It's like when they fuck with each other, there's no like hierarchy. See, when they deal with a man, they automatically gotta submit. So when they deal with each other, it's like an equal thing. It's a different balance. It's just company. They get around us, it's like
that's a fair dog fight. Yeah. That's it.
It's like table tennis. It's just back and forth.
It's two poodles. Poodles fighting, not a poodle against a pit bull.
Yeah, it's like a different vibe.
So what y'all think about Elon buying Twitter?
No, my Twitter stock went up. I thought I sold half that shit. That shit was going down. I still got something. That's
going up. I feel like that's a big power move. Like 44 billion.
That's a window, 44, bro.
44 billion, my nigga.
He didn't want to buy it for that though. He tried to pull out, and they made him buy it because he already made the offer.
Yeah.
And Twitter like that.
He wanted that money.
They took that up.
And then fired all of the. By the top motherfuckers.
I'm about to go hit him up so I get my old Twitter page back.
Hilarious. Very good.
I'm about to, like, I'm gonna get my Twitter page back, man. These niggas block my shit, man. What the fuck are these niggas doing? Elon, get these niggas. Get my old Twitter page back. Like, I'm really wild out. My Twitter page. All that beef good on Twitter.
Twitter is a wild place right now.
Yeah. Twitter is a zoo.
Word.
I know, that's why I need my page back. You need the monster of the cage. My shit. Cause I hit them stills, them Facebook stills, that Twitter shit way deep. I've been telling these motherfuckers the game, so my shit be like, my line be crazy. Remember I told y'all this? Remember I told you this? Remember I told you that? Motherfuckers wasn't paying attention when the guy was talking. I've been seeing it. Niggas been saying it.
Bringing up old retweets.
Old tweets. I've been telling people this. I told chicks this. I was telling them years ago. Don't waste your 20s. Don't know. Listen to that meme. You're 20 for traveling. Nah, that's high school shit. You're 20 to fuck you up. You trying to get on your feet in your 30s, and you got 20-year-olds that's ready? You gonna lose.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Gonna lose. Get your job hired. Everything is on potential. And you old. You already stuck in your ways. You see them old motherfuckers, old dudes at the job. They be bullshitting their ass off. They know, they job be known. They're gonna fire this nigga, young guy. Train them.
Man.
Elon got that bread.
44B, nigga. I need that. Give me that. 44 billion.
When you can spend 44 billion, I mean, you got about 200 billion.
Give me one. Give me 1 million. Shit.
That's a lot of bread.
Just let me hold one of them M's real quick. I'm gonna make it look real good. I'm gonna make that M look real good.
That's all.
You feel me? You only gonna fuck up about 10,000.
Even with a million, you still gotta work.
I'm only gonna fuck up about 10,000.
If you live up here, you gotta work. If you live up here, you gotta work. That million ain't gonna last.
At all.
You spend about 70, 80 bands a year. At least. Now you spend motherfuckers. I don't even know motherfuckers spending $20,000 a year.
I know somebody that hit the lottery and went right back to work the next shit.
I ain't going to work now. I'm starting my own shit. I ain't going to work for nobody.
That bread.
That shit is tough.
Fuck that bread up, bro.
I'm done with them niggas. I'm starting my own business. You can always get barbershop. You can get some shit that can start with revenue. You can invest it.
Yeah.
You can invest that million.
Yeah,
you can put that shit. You put that shit straight into stock. And the way I've been doing stocks now, the way I see that shit, that's what you got to do, bro. I took all my money in like Exxon. And that shit went to pandemic, that shit was $47. Now that shit $105. That shit, I got like, say you got like 1,000 invested, that should be like worth $1,700. That shit go up. Right. So you, all you gotta do is invest in them stocks that make money. You always gonna get a dividend at the end of the year. See, the banks don't give you no bread. The banks is just robbing.
Yeah, banks basically charge you for your money.
That's what most of my money. My money goes to my account, and then 200 a week go right to my stocks.
They use your money to make more money.
Yeah, they just charge you. That bullshit.
They use your money and then charge you and then give you
a couple money you gotta have in the bank to get
call it interest.
The amount of money you gotta have in the bank to get a good interest. You gotta have super. You got like at least 50 bands. Makes you just to see something come back into the mail.
Yeah.
That shit ain't worth it. You get the mail, invest it, start a business.
So y'all think if this really free speech, you think, how long y'all think it's gonna take for something really happen off of there?
Of what, Twitter?
Yeah, if they make it freely, like you can say whatever you want.
That's how you was before. Once you start restricting things, then you let everybody in. That's like you take bullying away. Sometimes it's good because you not all motherfuckers. Look at Twitter. Twitter wild as hell.
Yeah, Twitter wild.
When we was on motherfucking Twitter, that shit was fun, jokes. You talk slick. It was few assholes.
Twitter, 92% porn.
People. Oh, damn.
92% porn. You'll see some math. I'll repost the math. Maybe the math. Maybe this. The next thing you know, somebody getting bent over. Somebody getting shot.
And
somebody
the way they're bent now, over, they just put that shit on your page. They should do that shit for you. And you ain't even on. Like, yo, get mad at me yesterday. So I said, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm like, algorithm.
This ain't I don't follow nobody. I ain't got no look. She looking like, you wild. I said, yo, just had this shit moving now. They just be throwing shit on your page. Even on the gram, you be sitting like, who? I don't follow you. What the fuck is this shit? I don't follow none of this shit.
Right.
And people I follow, I don't even see.
Right. Yeah, algorithm fucked up.
They change it for the people that everything you talk about, you follow. And they're the main people that be on your timeline.
I be having to search on that shit. That's
how I see your story, then I gotta go to your page. Right. Then I'll see you. They're like, damn, my boy posted shit that long? I ain't see it.
Right. Let me give you everybody else shit that you follow.
Give
you everybody else shit
that you don't want
to see. Anybody trying to hustle you with Forex and motherfucking.
He's following you. Is following
bro,
you.
So every you bitch that motherfucking one
of them. Another motherfucker. If another person hit me up from one of them pages talking about they do cover art, bro.
Bro.
Yo, let me turn you into a cartoon. No, bro, nigga.
I can do Bitcoin for you, bro.
I don't want to be a cartoon. I am a real man. I ain't a real boy. I'm a real man. I don't want to be a cartoon.
I'll use it about like music or something. Make me a music cover or something.
10 accounts a day.
Yeah.
Niggas trying to hustle.
They know, look, because they know you're an artist. You're a music motherfucker.
That's what they doing. So they hustle.
Attack your shit. Whatever you posted and you use the hashtag for something, they go through all that shit.
You got 500 followers. That's a lot of people.
I had to block a few people because of that shit, bro. That's hit me up every day, yo, let me turn you into a cartoon. Look,
you like got this? 500 followers. The next you know, all it takes is one of them followers to have a follower. And then celebrities be liking my shit. I'm like, I don't even know these motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. I just see them check like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody see your shit. Cam, I'm posting my story up with crowns. When I just do the mink shit, he had a big-ass bomber jacket, and I played the Cam shit. Yeah, Cam reposted that shit.
That's crazy.
With the I played the Cam's. I had holding up weird pig. The gate nigga was walking around crowds and the long ass
yeah, I saw that shit.
The jacket on. This nigga crazy. Crazy. Nigga don't care, bro.
No, man. So, I up? So,
we coming up in a crazy world right now.
How y'all feel about the,
What are you doing with your boy Kanye?
I was about to say that.
Yeah. Are we getting into that right now?
Nah, I was gonna actually get into the Gillian Wallow first, but if y'all want to get
Kanye, that's good, man.
They signed
$100 million deal.
Allegedly, because if you look it up, it says the amount is not disclosed, but everybody keeps saying they got $100 million. So
who told?
I don't know.
Did somebody just say it's $100 million, or somebody told?
How many years?
Well, if they're posting it as,
I don't know the specifics. All I heard was $100 million.
And they got number under 10,
and niggas was signing and mills. You know what I mean? They been celebrating, so it.
I'm saying that's good for them.
Yeah, they got like 5 to 800 mil. Ooh, well, they got to do 10. Damn.
10 years is gonna be that's the 10 million a year.
10 years for 100 mil? Who wouldn't do that?
I like to be.
You gotta cash
like
to be out. I'm cashing.
100 mil guaranteed.
I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why.
It's a guarantee.
I'm gonna tell you why five is better. It's gonna jump. Charles Barkley's got 200 million.
Right.
It's jumping. It's like the NFL. That's why Apple them jumping in now. They paying $5 billion just to play games.
I'd rather do five.
Some of these companies giving them games away. They buy the package and then they let that shit run.
They gotta know your contract.
I'd rather do five and double down.
They
on the fourth year, I'm gonna make y'all niggas sweat.
Apple buying it and then they're basically renting out shit. Y'all, you put it on your platform right. When they making more money. It's a hustle now. Bro. These dudes are getting paid, bro. It's different now.
Get to that business.
It's different.
I get to that back. Yo, I feel like the drive automatically should be different because everything is fucking like ridiculously expensive. Like. Everything, bro. Like, you go to the supermarket, you got four things in your cart. You like, all right, this is going to be like a good $25. Get up, that should be $40. You got milk, eggs, some cheese.
I spent $150
on bread. And a Lunchable.
That should be like
that $42. Like, what? And it's on sale, but it's still $42.
Right.
Yeah, like, nah, bro. Like, shit fucked up,
shit
bro.
Shit doubled up.
Nah, man.
Shit big.
Yeah, I'm putting gas in my car like every 4 days, bro. Before I was riding like a whole good week off a fully.
Yep.
Nigga, a fully ain't a fully no more. Nigga. Yeah, it's more money.
That's
in it.
Less,
the gas less. Is a little bit of.
I don't know if that's gas no more.
They pouring almond milk in your gas. Car pooping and shit. Like, what's wrong with my car?
Almond milk.
Looking straight almond milk to my gas. Tainted oatmeal. 3% gasoline. All the rest of that shit.
Pepsi.
Pepsi. You said Pepsi.
Caught thirsty as hell, dehydrated. Like, nigga, let me get some Polar Spring, nigga. Man.
Yeah, put that hit on full. You cut that shit on. That shit like, doop. Like, yeah. I'm like, on. That's right. Up the driveway.
You be mad as hell. You put your car before you drive.
Anywhere.
10 miles. Next thing you know, you look at your gas tank. That shit be like, fuck out of here, nigga. Like, what? Fuck out of here, nigga.
Really
you thought you had gas, nigga. You ain't going nowhere tonight. You better go hit that BP.
That shit different.
Gasoline now is crazy, bro.
I ain't gonna front though. When that shit was $1, I was out here, man. I was on that highway.
I was trying to license them, motherfucker.
Lord,
man,
bro.
Listen.
I'll stop at $1 a gallon.
If I had my van still, bro, I'll cut my mill back for myself.
That gas took forever to burn out. This shit be.
I don't know what the fuck this
if
shit
is. If I had that van still, I would have cut my head off and milled it back to myself.
They pushing towards that electric shit, bro.
You know how much money would have been to fill that van up right now? I would have sold that shit. That shit would have been sayonara.
I'd be looking for one of them vans to buy.
You know how much gas that shit? Yo, it was like $60 when the shit was like $2-3 a gallon. Now that shit be like, when that shit went up to like $5, that shit would have been like
$1 a bag.
That's a $2 for a reserve tank. Those big ass vans like that got reserve tanks. Like, so when your shit really won't run out, but you don't want it because you start pulling all of that shit from the tank, right? Fuck up your car, you know what I'm saying? But gas, mad bread, bro. Sometimes you be like, nigga, I want you to touch E, motherfucker. I'm not, just because you had a quarter tank, motherfucker, we going to see how long that quarter tank going to run.
We're going to push this bitch.
Nah, for real. And if the light come on, nigga, that's when you hit 80. It's all good. We going to get there.
That shit, definitely.
We going to get there. Toll's mad bread.
That shit don't make no sense, bro. These motherfuckers, look, right?
How they charge? They still.
Boom. New York ain't got no motherfucking, no tolls, right? They ain't got no tolls now. But they charge you when you ride through. Mm-hmm. They take the picture of your plate, boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Bro.
They charge you anyway.
These motherfuckers charge. Like you violated already.
They put a tab on you.
They tag you.
Like, nigga, you gotta go. And motherfucking dispute this shit.
That, but think about that. That's how many people that lose their jobs.
That's now crazy,
man. Now you just go through the booth. It just ain't no ticket. And we're just, we got you. Don't
they said that shit right in the middle.
That's why you going to New York.
There's a lot of tolls. Ain't no way to get it. It's just you got to go.
Now, they got booths still.
Some of them don't.
Some don't.
Nah, if you go to New York.
New York, like I gotta go to the one like George Washington Bridge, right? Anyone going to New York, come back to Sea Calls, that shit, ain't no booth, ain't no booth, get cash, it's just you ride right through that motherfucker, and they send it. That's more of the bigger.
You know what I mean?
They making that for every entrance into New York, though. Exactly. Holland, Lincoln.
It's a major hub because it's an entrance into New York. Right, so George Washington
Bridge,
they about
to get rid of all of them.
Holland Tunnel, Lincoln Tunnel, right. All of that. It's too many passengers. So just think about,
they want to run,
you know what I'm saying? It's way faster just to
let them go through.
It might take like 2 weeks for you to get your shit, but that's better for you in a way because, I mean, before, what if that fuck with your bread? You got to pay that $15 and right there.
They say the easy pass. It just says the easy pass.
Yeah, because the easy pass, they give you a
get an easy pass, nigga. That's what they're saying.
I got the easy pass.
I don't got an easy pass.
Man, that shit another bill, bro.
I'm just flying through this motherfucker every day.
You pay when you use it, though.
You feel me? I don't go back and forth every day.
So
I'm not busting moves on motherfucking going over New York every day.
You pay the same thing, so it's like, it's just a convenience.
Nah, but now they got it where you go, you go to the booth, they give you a receipt, basically, and you can go in there and pay with your card. They charge like 50 cents.
What'd
you pay with your car? You know what I'm
saying?
That's cool.
Some weird shit.
This making shit. Now,
different.
Before you had to pay with a money order. Before you had to pay with a money order, I'd rather pay with my debit card than a money order. Money order, that's a pain in the ass. You gotta go to the post office.
You got what the court used to be like that. Come on, what the same thing?
Cash
like,
right
want,
here.
We want it right here.
Nah,
like, they like,
I'm so happy you're supposed to be taking debit now. I got a card right now. I'll pay you right now. I don't feel like going to Bengal with cash.
That,
right
Apple
now,
Pay, that shit.
Yo, I'm telling you, in the next couple of years, cash is not gonna exist, bro.
Bro, I barely have cash.
It's not gonna exist, bro.
Every day I have
that's
no
crazy.
Barely ever had cash.
I don't carry cash.
I just started.
Only time I carry cash if I know I'm going to swim or spend bread. If I'm not going shopping or I'm not going some shit like that, I don't really need a whole bunch of cash in my pocket.
This is what I do now. I come
you can
home,
take my car.
I'll take like
$200
a week.
I'm not walking around
I'll leave it in
a whole
the house.
Bunch of money in my
that shit will last longer.
For
that
what?
Card, you swipe, that shit going fast.
Yeah, it seems weird now.
You can't track it.
Yeah,
you don't track it when you use your
pants
phone.
Too tight nowadays, though. You can't have...
Now when
stack
I
come
home,
I'll
put money, I'll leave money right there.
Stack on you, nigga.
And I'll watch it. And I'll just watch it. If I need it, I'll touch it. But that shit to be sitting there. You can measure it. You got that car, you'll swipe anything. You don't even think about it. You'll be like, boop, 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 boop,
tight jeans with the gap.
Oh, you looking
man,
for
Apple Pay is the best invention in the world, boy.
And you keep it moving.
Apple Pay, I don't even have to carry my wallet. As long as I got my phone, You feel me? That's the best thing for me.
That shit make it mad.
Especially if you got like sweats on a certain type of pants, you can't even really carry certain shit to fall out your pocket. I almost lost my wallet a couple
go to
times
the gym,
with sweat.
I already lost my wallet.
That's why I keep my shoulder bag. I keep that little shoulder bag.
For real.
Secure everything. Feel me? But I'm not walking around with a whole bunch of cash. For what? I ain't rich.
That's the worst.
When I get there.
It just takes too much time to count it.
Right.
Walk around with the Rackies.
All right, so how y'all feel about this whole Kanye Adidas situation?
You can either say he's a genius for getting out of contracts, or he just don't give a fuck.
But they still own the designs.
Some designs.
Some of them, but most of the major ones.
So they own the designs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So he own the name. He still own the name and motherfuckers some designs.
So he can sell.
And he
some,
can still make
can
new ones.
They say he can only sell the foam runners. So they can replicate any sneaker he ever.
But he gonna get paid though. Just because he own a name, they can't.
They're not going to call him Yeezys. Yeah, they said they're going to keep selling them, but they're not going to call him Yeezys no more.
Yeah, that's
they going to
call
them
shit.
I don't know people. I'm going to go from $3.99 to $3.99. You're going to move the dot over. $3.99, not $3.99.00.
If he was going to do that, $3.99. He should have owned all his designs.
It's just going to be umbrellas and coat hey, yo. Yo, let me get the 350 shit. Hey, fuck it. This is gonna be a workout sneaker for real. They're gonna make them just out of silly putty. As soon as your feet get wet,
you should own all the designs. And then you have the house.
This is gonna be in Foreman Mills.
This is what it is.
This is gonna be out of paper mache.
You think about it. This nigga motherfucking.
It's gonna be drawings.
I mean, think about how much he added to that brand.
For real. Nobody was rocking motherfucking Adidas, bro.
Bro, he definitely popped it.
Nobody was rocking Adidas.
Is the most you bought from Adidas in how many months?
Like, he always buy Adidas. I buy a lot. I buy a lot of
besides the Adidas pants.
I'll be honest with you.
And at the end of the day, he motherfucking he did that whole little what do you call that? That little tapered sweatpants, the joggers. Kanye was running around with joggers. Who was it? Him and motherfucking Lil Wayne.
Shit, Ye was the first one to do fucking
with the skinnies.
Any Louis Vuitton shit. He had the Louis Vuitton shit. What was that?
I'm Khan, the Louis Vuitton.
Or 7. We had the Louis, the Kanye Louis or something like
that. Yeah, nigga motherfucker cultivated a whole fucking generation of motherfuckers.
Well, wait, that's why.
No, but
listen,
Adidas really popped at
how he
was because of him.
Them companies been doing that. You don't own it? It's like Jordan.
Yeah. But he came out of that shit with the name still, and motherfucking being able to still motherfucking
I feel like basically
on his own.
They used him. His celebrity. They used him for his power. Well, and once he stepped out of line and said something that offended him, then it's like, all right, fuck, we gonna cancel him. So we ain't gotta pay him, and we ain't gotta keep him.
And Brian,
he was going through it with him anyway.
Yeah. And prior to that, they was trying to use some of his prototypes.
Yeah, when they was trying to use his sneakers
anybody,
and make their own
anybody.
Little
he said something about a specific race, a specific religion, he gets canceled. But people can make stuff that look like, make black people look like monkeys, that make black people look crazy, blackface, do all of that, and just apologize, and shit go back to being right.
The man supported Donald Trump, and nobody batted an eye. Like, his sneaker sales didn't dip. Nothing dipped. Like he said slavery was a choice. Motherfucker, them sneakers kept coming off that shelf. He say something about Jewish motherfuckers? Oh.
He didn't really say anything. If you watched the interview,
I watched the Drink Champs interview.
He didn't really say about
he talked
them.
About the
he
Jewish
didn't say nothing
media.
Bad about them.
He talked about the Jewish.
He didn't say it was bad people or not bad people like or this or that. He ain't curse. He ain't say no curse words about them or nothing like that. He didn't say them bitches or nothing like that.
Technically, he talked about the Jewish media. If we being honest. Like he ain't even talk about Jewish people. He talked about their media facets.
He was just talking about how motherfuckers need to come together and do what they're supposed to do. And how they do that shit so easily.
He's just all over the place. That's
because
it.
He's bipolar for him.
Yeah, it's like he's...
The nigga
like,
sat there and was like, I'm
saying
jealous.
All the ideas at once.
That's what...
He's in five different
ideas. Yeah, they don't know that bipolar shit. That nigga just be... ranting. He be having so much shit to say. Once he's on a platform,
he's in
five different
directions at one time.
He be like in seclusion all day. So once he get a chance to talk, he come out of his little hole, he try to get a and he go run back and go hide because he think a nigga trying to kill him. So he come out, try to get as much out information as possible. So it's like a big rant, but it's no structure. That's why it sounds so...
It's incoherent.
When people hear it in months later and you're slowing it down, and like, oh, I get what he's talking about. But it's coming out
jumbled.
It's incoherent. It's a bunch of
thoughts.
It's not
on topic.
That's one of the worst things about him, because he motherfucking goes off and he changes topics so fucking fast and spits so much.
Trying to get it all out.
Trying to motherfucking give descriptions and give you all like, oh no. So just imagine if this was this. Be like, yo, bro, we ain't going there.
Like, you trying to be cool with conversation.
I understand what you're saying. You don't have to try and break it down and start name dropping and company.
You already
and
know you say about
who's people, doing this and
that Jewish shit. But
he's trying to be fluid, but he's going from subject to subject to subject. It's very hard
because he likes to lead the narrative. He want to keep that shit going the way he wanted to go.
Can't talk about basically no lie, no LGBT.
Yo, bro, this nigga motherfucking said this shit through his whole fucking career. And everything, all this music that he motherfucking put together.
Who's third on that list? You can't talk Chicks. About.
All the rhymes he said.
You can't talk about females.
Trying to live it.
Can't talk about big females.
Can't talk about the big girls.
No females.
Anything you say about Lizzo, you getting canceled, nigga.
Yeah. No body shame.
Especially. You can't do that. Can't talk about.
Get him on no female.
You can't be a bodybuilder and body shame.
They don't can't see
account.
Yeah.
For real.
Yo. I'm gonna say is
that's why you got when you get to that
there's
level.
People, there's once people you get that to that level, their views about
you gotta
whatever.
Separate. You gotta separate. Once you get to that level, you gotta separate. Like Jay, like you never see Jay on the social media. You gotta create your own social media. Right. Now they can't touch you. Once you make your shit pop, they can't touch you. When they can shut your other shit down, that fucks with your brand. That fucks with everything you do. This company, because you depend on you got 5 million followers here.
Yeah.
You got your own platform. They can't touch it.
Do you think it's motherfucking? I mean, like literally like affecting this nigga. Is it really affecting him?
No.
Well, yeah.
No. He got a
this whole
he
this
he still got 500 million.
This whole fucking.
He
chill.
He up. He ain't
worried
about that.
I mean,
debacle.
I feel like he's. If we're thinking he is who we think he is. And he's already basically...
He already planned it.
...added it and equated already what it's going to be. So he already knows what it was hitting for. But if money could be snatched back that fast, then technically it really wasn't yours.
Oh, right. That's what I'm
because saying. Because anything that can be snatched away from like that, that means you don't have ownership to it. And that is basically something that is connected to a deal or connected to some sort of contract. Mm-hmm. And once you break that contract,
it's forfeited.
But that's how right. That's how net worth works.
About that
like,
shit
most people don't understand that. Most people don't understand net worth. Like, net worth is what you stand to make on your next fiscal year.
It ain't really what you got.
Like, it's not really what you got. What you got in liquid and what you got in equity is what you really have.
We were saying, most of these people don't got the money that they really think they got because that's why they can't make the moves that you really think. Why not even do this? They ain't really got that bread. It's all projections.
Think about
it. It's all projections. All that shit.
Yeah.
Deal pending this deal, a 10-year deal here, 15-year deal here, and they just adding it up. They just acting like they talking the deal money they got it right now. Like, a basketball player says, I got 500. You ain't got it yet. You got to earn it. And these dudes, their contracts are different. I'm going to fuck that shit snatched. Like, look how fast the bread just dropped.
Bro, it's very tricky.
His worth dropped. He was talking, he's a billionaire. He was talking, that shit's in the bank. That shit ain't in the bank.
Yo. Not to switch topic, but to stay on topic. How niggas feel about the baby?
Baby?
How niggas feel song? About the baby right now?
Somebody's song?
His career, where he stand at in his career right now.
Yes.
Like, every like, with the...
Who could you compare him to, like...
I mean...
I can't... Like, the almost baby? A Pac?
The baby.
The baby. Not the little baby.
The baby.
The baby.
He's just like, I want to... You can't even call him Pop. He just... He got loose. He's like, he got...
This nigga motherfucking out here.
He a Gucci man child. He do what he want. He killed niggas. He
done
Walmart,
shot and
literally.
Killed a couple niggas.
He shot a nigga at Walmart, literally.
Yo, bruh. Like, and nobody canceled him. And nobody do none of this... Like
they
was saying about Kanye.
Whoever got canceled over Black on Black Crime.
Bro. Exactly. Kanye was saying this when he was like, I'ma fuck your bitch, I'ma kill that nigga. I'ma fuck your bitch, I'ma kill that nigga. I'ma fuck your bitch, I'ma kill that nigga. And
think about it.
Them niggas get paid off of that. They get paid big money off of that. Mm-hmm. But once a motherfucker say like, yeah, my people, they're like, nah, get that out of here. Get that out of here. We don't want that. We're not spending no money on that. We're not pushing that. If you believe it or not, it's motherfucking... I don't want to go into it like that. You know what I mean? But this is a platform that we control as far as motherfucking... As us in the space this time right now. Mm-hmm. We can control what the fuck we say, what we do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, motherfucking...
they're taught in their teachings and their books tell them that they are who they are, and those who are not them are
below them.
No.
It's a classist thing.
And that shit is motherfucking in their teachings.
That's in their upbringing.
You know what I mean? This is not. That's in their upbringing.
That's why they look at you like that. They look at you like...
Look at everybody.
They look at motherfuckers like...
They look at everybody like that. Like, that's why they motherfuckers stay
so... You show confidence around, they get like...
Because it's them against the world. It's them against the world. Literally.
Mm-hmm. They raised themselves like a big corporation. Everybody got a chip in.
You know what I mean? Because if they win, if one of them win, 10 of them win.
That's a fact.
And if one of us win, motherfucking, we win by ourselves, and we.
You know what? You know what it is. You know when they used to say that saying, "It takes a village." Mm-hmm. There's no more villages. It's all individual, even down to the families. Like back in the day, it's like certain dynamics change when generations go by. You gotta look at it like this: when our grandparents was around, everybody came around. Thanksgiving, everybody going to grandma's house. Nigga. Everybody going to Big Mama house, Grandma house, Nana house, whatever. Everybody going in. I don't care if you don't like this person, that person, like, everybody pulling up. Once those people not here no more, it's like, I don't fuck with you anyway. I don't fuck with you.
When motherfuckers start saying that shit, nigga. I don't like your grits in you. I don't like your mother, the way you make your stuffing, nigga. I don't like this.
You do too many plates. I ain't coming to your house no more. I'm cooking at my house. That shit. Fuck you.
Your kitchen dirty.
Your collard greens had hair in them shits.
Bro, I'm gonna just put it to you this way.
That ain't family no more.
Yeah, like the dynamic just broke up.
Once the men out the house, the structure fell, and then it became free for all.
Yeah.
Dudes ran to the streets, and it became worse and worse. The more men ran to the streets and created their own family, their own crew, their own comfort zone. Right. Inside the house wasn't cool no more.
Right.
So it was like, go outside. So nobody wanted to be in the house.
I ain't never want to be
your father would have made your ass stay in the house. Get your ass in the house.
Video games.
Your father would make you ass in the house. Ain't no, you could be outside. Your father would say, get your ass in the house.
Summertime, I'm outside. Wintertime,
you could push your mother. You could go, your mom's saying shit. You're like, all right, my. The older you get, because she see you getting, your father like, get your ass in the house. You're like, all right, y'all. Shut down.
That's a fact.
Once your father said, come in the house, ain't no bargaining. Ain't no. Just
yo, being honest.
It's a different. It's
just
a different,
your father calling your name.
It's different.
Even you
they don't fuck with you all day. They don't fuck with you.
That you know the tone when your name soul, get called. Your pops call you on this chill mode. Like yo, come here. You good? When you hear your name or your mom's, either one. You hear your name get called in a certain tone or in a certain range.
I know something going on.
Oh yeah, word. They call you by your government. You already know. Or the middle name or anything that
your full name.
It was really worse for my first nickname. I'm not lying to you.
Middle and last name. That's when you know you're in trouble.
And the whole name, you done.
Nah, I ain't get all that. It was
whole gosh, name, you done. Bro, I'm telling you, it was really worse for me.
If you get the whole name with the middle,
it was just when I heard my father say that R be like deep. Jamal, I'm like, oh shit. I be thinking like, what I do. Alright, what's up? Come watch the game. Alright, damn.
That nigga like, what I do?
I used to be in trouble all day.
I used to do dumb shit.
I used to get bored and do dumb shit and fuck around and get my ass whooped for just doing some dumb shit, being bored.
I used to feel some shit.
My mom was just running wild. I'm like, yo, what if I do this? And then I do the shit and then, like, you know you was gonna get your ass whooped for doing that. Why you even do that? Why?
No answers, nigga.
It was growing. I was outside, and I was just getting some shit.
If I was a kid right now, I would have been entertained. If it wasn't that much entertainment back then, you had to watch a VHS tape.
Yeah, come on, you had way more shit than that, dude. Toys and shit.
Hell,
man. I'm calling that, bro.
That nigga said KO.
You grew up with PlayStations and Nintendo. All that was hell already.
But no, you have video games.
I had a Super Nintendo. I had a KO right there on the block. We grew up with, we had to make for you toys.
play toy.
Tops.
You had to come outside and do something. You had to do something. You had no phone.
Until Atari got here.
You had to
ring
a doorbell, or you had to see a parent, and a parent like, why, which one of my kids for? You get interrogated with your friends. Who are you? Who are your father? Who are your mother? Who are you? They're like, God,
I'll be honest with you, bro.
You had to come with a football in your hand. You had to come with a football basketball say no.
Or you come out and play?
Yeah, you had to come out.
You know, it was a fact. When I was younger, I stayed to myself. Only person that really was around me when I really, really was younger is probably Chris.
I'm not saying that. I isolated myself.
So after a while, you get bored no matter what's around you. If you're not really, like, if everybody up the block playing football and playing basketball and you sitting on the porch by yourself in your own world, that shit get real lonely real quick.
It do.
You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what's around you. If you don't have nobody around you, you know what I'm saying? But then when you, like, I also was the type of person, if somebody not respecting my shit, I'm like, all right, let me get my shit back. Like, you out. Like, so that's why it really got to the point I would sit there by myself. But then after a while, I'm like, nah, I got to come off this porch, get with my boys, and, you know what I'm saying, make shit happen and play football and all that. I wasn't really physical, but I'd play.
The environment you grew up in was as 10 years old, 2000, totally different than 1990.
It was 1990.
ColecoVision was way ahead of this time. They had this motherfucking, they had a portable game for anybody. They was way ahead of all the games.
They had the whole of fucking monitor and everything
all
for
that
itself.
Shit. Back in the day, you go to somebody's house, like my mother teaches, people had Apple. Apple Ben had player screens and remote, disconnect wireless remotes and all that, mouse and shit.
That's a fact.
Ben had that shit. But nobody's buying that shit because you couldn't use Macintosh with the Apple, with Windows. It wasn't even
Windows.
It wasn't compatible.
Windows
company
and
was using Windows.
Yeah.
And
Apple.
It's still the same. You had to get it converted. Your shit
it's still the same. If you got a Mac, you do certain shit. Use Mac, but I make sure I put Microsoft Word and all that shit on there, so I don't got to worry about converting it from pages and all that.
That's what I'm saying. You had to convert this to this.
But see, I deal with that shit every day, so I already know what to do.
We had a game system. We had an Apple shit in the house with the games, the controllers. We've been using it because some shit system ain't work with it.
That's a fact.
You don't even play that shit. You can't play your friend like how you playing Call of Duty. Them games back then I've been playing games like that. You had to play with the hour on the game and then the computer by the controller.
That's
a 3D shit. That's what PlayStation became. That's what PlayStation became. The computer video game.
Yeah.
CD-ROM shit. That's what it became.
Right. Hey, yo, so anybody listening to any new music this week?
Herbal got a new album out, right?
Yeah. Herbal dropped the album like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
it was A and a B side. Disjoint. That shit was dope. Motherfucker, Survivor's Remorse. That nigga showing a lot of growth.
Yak shit came out today, too.
Yak shit, I was about to say that.
Cutthroat Bill?
Yeah.
Cutthroat Bill Volume 1?
That shit is dope. I was listening to a couple tracks on the way
here. I know y'all gonna be biased on it, but my boy Westside dropped his 10th.
Oh, 10?
Killer Wiz Hermes.
Yeah, I ain't even get a chance to
listen. I didn't listen to it yet.
Y'all gotta hit a song with
fucking... I've been off that Smino
shit. He got a song with Blackstar. Y'all seen and fucking Talib on that shit.
Damn.
They smoked that shit, bro.
I've been off my Smino energy lately. Love for Rent shit came out today, too.
All right, but tying into this topic, I'm going to see how y'all feel about it. Because it's a mixed group, so. Do y'all feel that rappers have a time limit?
Age-wise, no.
A style does.
I think it depends on three things. I think it depends on your drive, your creativity, and also your love for it. If you don't have a love for your craft and you don't have a love for what you're doing,
passion.
It's not your passion. Yeah, it's not gonna be reflected in your music because you're not taking it serious.
Not wrong.
So you could be I watch a lot of Matt Hoffman podcasts and shit and $1 million worth of game, you know what I'm saying? I watch a lot of that. So they was talking about basically how about Andre 3000. They were saying that Andre 3000 said he didn't want to do music basically no more because his son, I think he played music for his son and his son didn't like resonate with it.
Right.
But they're basically saying your son is not going to resonate with your music because your music is
beyond him.
Right. And then now you have age and wisdom with that. So it's going to be manifested to a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? So it really just breaks down. Like people saying, like Nas even said it. You know, they were talking about that too. He was talking about how people still want, like it's like when you create a magnum opus or you create that album that is always going to be timeless, people are always going to reflect to that album as a judgment to your music.
So you guys ain't want to be remembered only for Illmatic.
Right. Just like Jay and Reasonable Doubt. There's some people that want Jay to do still a Reasonable Doubt album. Jay can't do a Reasonable Doubt album.
He can't repeat that.
It's that he's way beyond that now. He evolved into a whole different
growth, life
person.
If you life can't accept growth, bro.
We all grow.
As you get older, you don't need to say. But you know what it is? You know what it also is? I feel like a lot of the younger generation don't have people that they don't have older heads, basically, to get them that knowledge and to break down music to them. Like bro, for example, a lot of shit I've listened to Wu-Tang when he broke down to me, explained it to me, you know what I'm saying? Different ways. I understood differently. But if you don't have that knowledge to know what people are talking about, if you're not catching double and triple entendres and you think a person just talking goofy and you don't know what they're talking about, you don't understand that lifestyle, you don't understand that
terminology,
tax bracket in which they're speaking of, you're not gonna resonate with it.
You don't even understand the lyrics.
I talk strange like New York, take your brain on spacewalks. Cause it's another level.
Right.
You just ain't there.
He's not there.
People can talk above you. It's like sometimes people in a business, people can talk above you. You're in another, they're just talking on a level.
It's all about the vernacular.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever vernacular you work with. But the vernacular too, because comprehension and vernacular break down to almost the same thing to the point where there's so many.
You can say a whole bunch of things and have the same meaning.
You got to have a thesaurus knowledge. You got to be opening thesauruses and seeing what words are synonyms and learning. All right, this word, like basically, people be finding different ways to say the same shit.
Right, yeah, that's it.
You like just use a different, right? That's a fact. You just use different words to say the same shit. But if that word is above somebody's knowledge, then that now I got to sit there and look it up. So it's taking away something from it because now I have to do research. But that's the whole purpose. If it's a message in your music, it's supposed to make a person think.
Just think about it though. You got to understand. If you think about rap in the 90s, dude, people were smart. People knew that shit. That's how they flexed. Niggas was flexing their mentals. They were just showing off.
Right.
If you talk that way now, people don't even know phonics. They don't know certain shit. So it's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yo, you know what it is? I feel like now it's more accepted.
Everything is dumbed down.
With social media, I feel like it's more accepted and it's more embraced. But when we were kids,
they do it.
Graduations they do and certain things like that. It didn't get the type of level of clout that it does now. Like you graduated,
it's all for clout though.
The only way you was getting that level in the hood was like you graduate high school in the 90s to 2000s was high school. Then after that it was college. Then it started going to master's degrees and all that. Mm-hmm. But when it was the point of just graduating like high school, graduating high school at one point, that's all you needed. Now
it's flipped. It's flipped.
Now it's like you didn't need a master's degree to even.
For me, a whole guy out of Lincoln. High school was like, you did it.
Yeah.
College was like, you can go.
You could be a supervisor or boss for high school. Right.
But you know what
they by 2002, it flipped. That fact, it was boom. It was like, college. But then by 2005, all that college was them bullshit bashes and social. That shit ain't matter no more. And he started pushing because black people started having all those degrees.
Yep.
So they
started pushing.
They started moving the line.
Business world.
They started moving the line. Like, wait a minute. Oh, shit. to have to get ahead.
You oh, they in this room now.
Like, oh, they in the room.
Well, and on. They got the qualification.
We gotta make another criteria now. Now you need this now. You
know my honest perspective of it is?
You need a master. Now you need a double MEA. You need this. You need this. You need all these things.
Yo, if I'm being honest,
bullshit job. And then once people got it, they still wasn't getting jobs.
The U.S. is such a capitalist society. Like, when it comes down to money.
It's like the mob.
No, I'm saying.
They run it like the mob.
But what I'm saying really is?
Once that door is open for us, it's more stipulations that we gotta go through to get it. But before we got to the motherfucking door, it was wide open. It was free range.
From my job and what I see, I can tell you this. There's countries that are physically and, you know what I mean, really to the point they're really poor, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how is it they're able to provide free college education and we're supposed to be one of the richest countries in the world?
Because what you call poor here and poor there, they might not see as poor.
Right. But this is what I'm saying. If they can
you're saying poor as they don't have the amenities.
Right.
That's part of the bullshit that keep people distracted.
But when you think about it,
if they don't have as much wealth as we have, how is it that they're able to provide?
Because they got the real wealth. They're getting the knowledge, they're getting the wisdom, understanding, they're getting education, they're getting health care. That's the real wealth.
That's a fact.
So they really do have wealth.
Right.
Having a car, having a house is not really wealth.
What I'm saying to you is if we have the capacity to handle that, why is it that we are the ones that you have to pay all that money for?
You gotta understand how they living.
Right.
The way they getting their money.
It's basically set like that so that you have to be able to afford it.
A lot of them countries, they living off the land.
Here it's basically you have to be able to afford it.
Because we buying everything.
If you can't afford it, you can't get it.
We're all we're can't.
It's a buyer's market.
If you can't live off the grid, you fucked up.
There's always gonna be buyers, not sellers.
If you can live off the market, then you have power.
Right. That's a fact. But it's also like knowledge is power. So if knowledge is power,
stack your money and go move somewhere where you can grow your own food.
If you don't have money,
everything changes.
If knowledge is power and you don't have money, then basically
it's the land, bro.
You're held powerless if you're not. In order to get the power,
land, you control your whatever.
No, you don't.
No, I'm saying the way that it's set up in the system.
Not
really. Where is the game? You can pimp the game.
Here, you gotta go somewhere else. You gotta go.
They'll give me a credit card faster.
If I knew the
island, America.
If I knew what I knew now,
they'll give you a credit card faster in college.
It'd be a total difference.
It's more debt than being right now.
Fertile land. It is fertile land in the South.
If I knew what I knew now, KL, 20 years ago, right now, I'd be a
superman. It's fertile land in the South, nigga.
You get what I'm saying, though?
Because I knew. Do this.
Good
source. All the shit I knew about computer. All the shit I knew about tech. All that shit. I don't invest in all that shit.
When I was in school,
we're here.
Every day was a different company trying to give us a credit.
Bro.
For a loan.
You go down south and get motherfucking
good. But for me right now to have a job that's like, y'all just want to get a credit card, they'll give me a harder time than somebody that don't have it.
That shit is motherfucking great mineral dirt. Nigga, that shit is.
Because they make more money off of it.
Shit is something different.
In the long run, you're going to make more money. Because you're giving me a card, the interest rate is going to be higher.
It don't matter.
Because my credit history is low. Yeah. So you're giving me a crazy rate, but because I want the money and I want the credit, I'm going to take it. Not even thinking
the money
about it,
that we make,
I'm fucking myself over.
It's
in the
different
long run.
Down there.
So you're gonna make way more money off me.
It's different down there.
If you're not the
it's
card,
different down there. Well, we are accustomed to up here to go down there and motherfucking adjust to that.
You push it.
Niggas don't like the motherfucking slow down. Niggas don't like the motherfucking change gears. They want to
keep
city life. They like staying in the fucking third, fourth gear.
And they gonna say, okay.
Niggas don't know what it is about fucking cruising first. You know what I mean? Playing first, throw it in second. You know what I mean? You want to put. I'm gonna go back and visit. Okay. That's when you throw it back in fucking third, fourth gear.
I got more credit.
Sleepy Wonder.
I pay every bill.
Sleepy Wonder.
I'm going on trips. I'm paying $5 a trip. Paying this shit out. Every payment.
You got a motherfucker.
I'm 20 years old.
Everything.
I'm 25 years old. I don't want a house.
Every person.
Even if you want a house up here.
What I'm saying
is. It's super bread. We coming up on the hour now.
We
coming up on the hour.
Once you put that cash. Once they look at that income coming in. And you get that credit up there. You in there. You in the game, bro.
No, that's a fact.
It's all about motherfucking making the moves. They ain't teach us this.
That. If you know the game,
they wasted time teaching us about motherfucking Christopher Columbus instead of motherfucking teaching us how to motherfucking open up motherfucking LLCs and building business accounts and motherfucking, you know what I mean? Building land, building shit and purchasing land
and stocks already.
You know what I mean?
And that should be going up. That should be going up like boom, boom, boom.
I mean, stocks, bonds. Let me say something funny to see if y'all remember this. Do y'all remember back in the day? And see, we probably didn't appreciate it because they didn't understand. And I got checking a couple of them shits too, matter of fact. My grandmother used to, my great grandmother always got a savings bonds.
And check on them shit. You can check on them.
No, I'm saying we used to be mad like, oh, she just gave us some paper. Because we was kids, we didn't know.
That now, shit probably
once fucking... I understood the knowledge and learned what savings bonds are, and CDs and different things like that, and stocks and all that, that basically was future investment. But not understanding and knowing what that is as a kid, you wanted the instant gratification, you wanted the paper money. But the paper money was
know what
shit.
That money was.
She basically was like, fuck giving you $50. I'll
give you something
now,
for your life.
I'm going to put $50 into something lifetime. Else for you that might turn into $20,000.
Stocks, bonds.
Who knows?
Life insurance.
But... I'd rather do that than you spend $50 on a toy or something. That
stocks, bonds, life insurance.
I heard them stocks, bro. That shit, that stock shit, you get bread, bro.
And stocks, that shit be bonds, life insurance.
Yeah, knowledge is power. Bro.
Most of my money is in my stocks.
Knowledge is power.
My shit go to my bank account, just pay bills. That's it.
Knowledge is power, bro. The more you know, the more you can do.
I send a shit to my stock.
The more you know, the more you can do. If I knew right now what I know at 32, at 17, I'd be a fucking billionaire. Right?
That's why we make this motherfucking podcast. That's why we drop it every fucking week. And that's why we here. And that's why we ain't going nowhere. You heard? And we gonna be back like motherfucking cook crack. Because y'all need us. Y'all need this. Y'all need us. You heard? Until next time, yo. One. This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.